Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, Monocle's editor and the host of The Urbanist, Andrew Tuck, takes us to Buenos Aires to explore a gem from the 1930s, what was once the highest skyscraper in Latin America. This week's Tall Stories is a story of the Kavanaugh Building.
In 1936, the first tenants picked up their keys and marshalled the removal men who were delivering their worldly possessions to the smartest new address in rich and booming Buenos Aires. Not only was their building shiny and new, it stood in an elegant parkside position and had a major claim to fame. It was the tallest building in all of Latin America. The Kavanaugh Building still stands and still turns heads, even if at 120 metres, its lofty ambitions have been rather cut down. And its pull is down to the architects Gregorio Sanchez, Ernesto Lagos and Luis Maria de la Torre, who designed and shaped its elegant appearance. A slim, 31-storey, modernist-inspired block slotted onto a triangular plot. It's sharp, made from reinforced concrete. It looks like a runaway from the Rockefeller Center in Manhattan. It has that same pacing of windows and a similar stepped form. And there were nice touches for the tenants inside the Kavanaugh Building too. It had state-of-the-art Otis lifts that ensured the building worked like a well-oiled machine. It also had novelties such as air conditioning and roof gardens. Then, and now, the Kavanaugh stood as an emblem of wealth, success and ambition. And in the many darker economic moments that the city has endured, it must have also stood out as a reminder of very different times. Times when fortunes were there to be made. But the building also fused with the city's collective conscience because of a story as delicious as dulce de leche. The edifice takes its name from Corina Kavanaugh, who commissioned the project. She was from a wealthy family, made good in Argentina, and according to legend, fell in love with the son of the aristocratic Anchorena's family, who lived on the opposite side of the park. When they put a stop to the relationship, however, it's said that Corina demanded a tower be erected on her plot that would block the Anchorena's family's view of a huge church that they had also stumped up for. Well, it's a good yarn. But what is certain is that Corina was one of the first people to move in and lived on the 14th floor for many years. And even if she'd lost that man, she won the adoration of generations of architecture fans.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Andrew Tuck for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.